Well, a week, in about 2 weeks. No, about 10, in Bermuda.
I think that you will find the Prime Minister in a cordial frame of mind. I think he was a bit unhappy for a period.
Yeah. Well, I think
he's getting over it.
We're going to have to, you know, we'll talk very candidly, honestly with him, but I think we'll get along. We'll get along.
Fine. Mr. President,
yeah.
I'm just delighted that you like the Star of the
Pacific. Oh, it's one of the most beautiful things I ever saw. I can't tell you how much I like it, and it shows so much of a design on your part too. I know what that involved.
Well, I know, but the good taste
is
very, very meaningful.
Oh yes,
me and to me.
Well, let me say it's in good taste. You're going to be incidentally, when you come over to Bermuda, are you going out to your California?
What I'm going to do is this. Hopefully, my plane at Andrews Air Force to pick me up when we return to Washington.
Sure.
I'll fly from there directly
good.
To California.
Good.
Incidentally, would you please give my very best to John Connolly?
Yeah, I'll let you do it. I'll let you say hello to him. Here he is.
Hello.
Here he is. Mr. Ambassador? Walter?
John?
How are you?
Couldn't be better.
That's great. Well, I'm delighted to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Because I'm anxious to see how the Star of the President came out. I planned it about 5 months ago, went over the drawings. Naturally, it was executed by Steuben up at Corning, New York. I thought it was an original approach, you know.
Well, I'm sure it is. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's magnificent. If you had anything to do with it, I know it's superb.
John, may I tell you how very much I admire your drive, your initiative, and the change of pace you use.
Well,
you keep everybody guessing, and that's right.
Well, we've got some tough problems, Walter, as you well know, and it's hard to deal with 10 nations at the same time, and it just takes a lot of everything out of us, and the president has just been magnificent in his approach and his support, so I'm trying to carry out his wishes as best I know them, and I think we're going to make some headway, and don't you let anybody kid you that we're trying to tear things up. We've been the most forthcoming, the most expansionist nation in this world. Now, you just take it from me. We want to settle this thing, and we've offered more to settle it than any other nation in the world's offered, Walter. And so don't let them...
I think our friends here in Europe are attempting to organize, to play their string out just as firmly and as long as they can.
Well, that's right, because they've got the advantage of it and of us, and they want to keep it as long as they can. Let me give you an example, Walter, without belaboring this. In the paper day before yesterday, we saw where Great Britain was going to run a $3 billion surplus in her balance of payments this year. The largest surplus in her history, the largest in the history of the nation.
That's right.
Now, that's fine. $3 billion doesn't sound like too much, but on a $100 billion economy, it's an awful lot. In our terms, that would mean the equivalent of us running a $33 billion surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never done that, never even come close to it. If we talked about running a $33 billion surplus, the world would stand on its head. They don't think we're entitled to any such thing.
The reaction around Europe is that you're pretty close to a deal, that a deal has been roughed out. It's just a question of the president and some of the leaders putting the finishing touches on it. At least that's the reaction that I get out of all the countries over here.
Well, Walter, that's right. The president's options are entirely open to him. We've tried to structure it in such a way that we're fairly close, but they've got to, those countries over there have to be forthcoming a bit now. We've already gone further than we should, but the president has the options, and if Pompidou, Heath, and the rest of them are halfway reasonable, I think it can be settled in the next month.
Very important, because if we let it drag on after January, you could get into a sticky situation.
I understand.
And psychologically, that could be unattractive.
That's right. That's what I tell them. They all preach that we're going to have a recession, a worldwide depression. And I say, well, if you already believe that, you all come up with something. We've made you an offer. We're willing to take less than we deserve to keep that from happening. Now, you all come forward. But they talk one way and act another. That's the problem. But we're not going to be... we can't give on everything, Walter. We can't take, and you know that, and that they want us to give on everything. And I want to wish you and Lee a very Merry Christmas. If I don't, well, I'll see you before then, but I want to...
Please give our very best to Nellie.
I shall.
All the best to you, John.
Thank you, Walter. Bye.